8:22 on KWAD. It's a Monday, the 30th of January, and we're joined with Wadena Mayor George Dice for our Mondays with the Mayor on KWAD. We're talking with him for the first time in 2023. Great to have you back in studio, George.
Yeah, thank you. I wish it wasn't such a cold day, but it is what it is. It's winter Minnesota.
Right, yeah, and we help by sticking you in the coldest room in the building here.
That's all right.
So what's been going on, George? What's been going on over at City Hall?
Oh, there's a few projects that are still going on through the winter. There's still a lot of buzz uptown about the snow plowing ordinance and stuff, and it's going well. I'm amazed how wide our streets are. The other night I was watching a news broadcast where they were talking about Minneapolis, and they had to go to one-side parking because they couldn't get their streets plowed out wide enough to get fire trucks and stuff through. So it was a learning curve for a little bit, but I think it's going well. I've got a lot of compliments from people about that their streets are wide, and when they do come back to widen them up a little more or whatever, we send a loader out to clean out people's driveways. So if they cleaned it out and we knock it shut when we're widening them out, we clean it out so they don't have to. Highway 10, we're still in talks with MnDOT as far as how the road is going to be put through town. There's talk of one or two roundabouts. I have an upcoming meeting, or the staff does, and we'll learn more. If you go to the MnDOT website, you can find Highway 10, and when they do up changes and update the maps, they're there so a person can look at them. And I believe they're almost to the stage now where they're going to start talking to people about acquisitions of property for the right-of-way. So
sure. A lot going on in City Hall, George. And you're also here to talk a little bit about some stuff about the four different types of city government in Minnesota. So explain a little bit, if you can, just about that.
Okay. So every city is classified as a class. 100,001 and more is first class. 20,001 to 100,000 is second class. 10,001 to 20,000 is third class. And from 0 to 10,000 is fourth class. So what that does, it just ranks them by your population, and that has a lot to do with the fundings and stuff. But the four types of cities are home rule, charter. Then there are statutory cities, and within that, there is a plan A, a plan B, and a standard plan. There's 803 cities in the state of Minnesota. There's 107 that are home rule charter. Basically, what that is, they say the principal virtue of a home rule charter is that it allows each city to tailor its charter to its own individual needs and desires. You have a little more leverage in what you do within your city, but if you pick a bad, put a bad deal in your charter, it's harder to change it.
Sure.
In the area towns, Staples, Detroit Lakes, Alexandria, Brainerd, St. Cloud, Little Falls, Fergus Falls, those are all home rule charter cities. Within the statutory cities, which is the most popular ones, of the three plans, the standard plan is what they call a weak mayor council. It consists of an elected mayor, a city clerk, treasurer, and 3 to 5 elected council members. A lot of the smaller cities have this. They don't have the number of people to draw from. So sometimes you end up doing double duty. And then there's the plan and the A and the plan B. The plan A is the most popular, has the most cities in it. That's what Wadena is a statutory city plan A. Other cities around here, Park Rapids, Monaga, Parker's Prairie, Long Prairie, New York Mills, of the bigger cities close to us, Wake Park and Baxter. And then there's and within that, there's a mayor council. Usually it's a weak mayor. That's what we have. In other words, my vote is not any more than what anybody else's vote is. There's five people set on the council, four councilmen and the mayor, and each one of us have an equal vote. As far as being the mayor, I can call a meeting. I help set up the agenda. I appoint people to boards. I sit in on a lot of advisory boards. but I don't have any more power. Well, you can do this because you're the mayor. No, I can't.
Sure. Know?
And then I'm kind of the face of the town when it comes to talking, publicity, stuff like that. And then the other plan B, they are a council manager plan. Usually their population's over 1,000. Those cities have an elected mayor, and they have 4 to 6 council members with appointed city manager. And then the city manager oversees the administrative duties for the city while the mayor and the council maintain traditional policymaking. Standard plans statutory plan B. Within our area, there's not a lot of them. Perham is one. Malacca is one. So that's kind of the four classifications. Which one is better? It's hard to say. Like I said, the plan A statutory city is the most common one. One thing about city government, it is it's nonpartisan. You don't run as a Democrat, a Republican, independent. Sometimes in the bigger cities, it seems like they do. Minneapolis, it gets very political in their city scene, but for the most part, it's a non-political office. When we get sworn in, so I have a 2-year term, so I just started a 2-year term, and then 2 council members started their 4-year term, so and then in 2 more years, the mayor's term will be up, and the other 2 council members will get run for 4 years. But when we're sworn in, I always kind of find this kind of interesting. I do swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States. I swear to uphold the Constitution of the state of Minnesota. And I also swear to uphold the ordinances of the city of Wadena. So anybody that kind of takes it lightly when you become a council person, there's a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're asked to uphold more than what a lot of our higher politicians are. And, you know, we get quicker feedback, I think, too. People send an email to their representative if they're angry, or their congressman, their senator, their governor. But you don't pick up the phone and call them direct. You don't usually get a response. You don't stop them on the street and say, hey, I'm glad you did this, or what the heck were you thinking when you did that?
Yeah. And that's kind of the beauty of the local politics, and like you said, it's just easy to communicate, easier to hear what the people are saying, and just how nice is that for you as mayor to be able to hear that feedback a lot sooner and just a lot more direct than maybe some of those higher politicians.
Yeah, it is nice to hear, and I do hear it both ways. You get the bad with the good, and that's just part of the job. I didn't take this position thinking I was going to be set up on a pedestal like a king or something. I knew there was going to be bumps in the road all the way, but you try to do best that you can for the entire city. There's 4,300 some people within our city boundaries, and you try to do what's the best for all. Sometimes it seems harsh, but it again, we're following the ordinances. State of Minnesota Statute 412 is kind of what rules over statutory cities. I just printed out, I don't know how many pages of it here. Each one of them have a corresponding number to them that explains the specific duties. There's a lot of stuff that we would like to do that we can't do because, believe it or not, the state regulates what cities can do.
Mm-hmm.
There's a wonderful source out there. It's the League of Minnesota Cities. They have conferences throughout the state. They help to educate local politicians on how to govern their cities. They have coming up a newly elected one for people that just came into their first term of office. And then there, I believe they call the other one is the seasoned the seasoned elected official or something like that, where you've been on for a while. And there's still stuff that you learn and networking that you do with other mayors and council people, and it works well. City government probably works, if people won't believe this, but it actually works faster than any other level of government, local government, city and county. It's easier for us to get things done because we're not trying to please a party.
Yeah.
You know, we're trying to do what's best for our citizens.
We're talking with Wadena Mayor George Dice as part of our Mondays with the Mayor. And George, we appreciate having you up here. Is there anything else you want to touch on that we haven't got to?
One thing I will say, there's still a lot of people always asking about the library. We are getting close. We had some issues with the shelving not being what we thought it was supposed to be. We've gotten that ironed out, and what's coming to make the shelving what we want it to be is, of course, like everything else, it's a supply chain thing. So we're hoping to see that in 4 weeks, a few days to get it installed. And the library itself is going to shut down for a week while they do the transfer of books and everything. And when we get a firm date on that, watch the city Facebook page, listen on the radio, newspaper, the library Facebook page. They will come up with specific dates. So if you want a book, you'll have to get in there and get a book that'll last you a week.
Have to get a couple, maybe.
Maybe
to get you through.
That's right.
We're talking with George Dice. He's the mayor of Wadena. He comes in every Monday for our Mondays with the Mayor segment. And George, we appreciate having you up here to talk with us, and we look forward to talking with you again real soon.
All right. Thank you, CJ. Stay warm.
Yeah, you the same. Don't be doing snow angels out there, okay?
Probably not today. All right. Thank you.
We'll see you later, George. It's Mondays with the Mayor on KWAD. That was Wadena Mayor George Dice stopping in studio and talking with us about city government, about plowing in Wadena, about the library, and a whole bunch of other stuff.